Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get when you can, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't wait. Go now and look it out. Check it out. You'll like it. I think you'll find some things there that will help you with your small business, whether you're growing one, starting one, or maybe even trying to get rid of one. There's some stuff there for that too. So you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. We have a poll question. Every week we ask a different question. And this week the question is about how the economy is going for you so far. And by the way, Brian, so far, Brian Moran, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's with the Wall Street Journal. And Brian, so far the poll where we ask people how are your sales going so far, up, down, or flat, up is 12%, flat is 67%, 25% is down.
Yeah,
so only about 12% of the folks who responded so far, it's an ongoing survey, so far are saying, only about 12% are saying that you know, they're excited about where things are right now. And, you know, you mentioned startups. In the previous segment, we talked about the problem with hiring, and, you know, in the past, small businesses pulled the economy out of the recession and led the way. A lot of that growth, a lot of that excitement, a lot of that churn was from startups. Mm-hmm. And Brian, when a year and a half ago, maybe two years ago, I predicted that this recovery would not be rich with startups because of the funding sources that startups typically had dried up, and that was personal credit and personal assets. A lot of those had dried up. And I'm sad to say I was right about that. Startups have not been as robust as they have in previous recoveries. Talk to us about that.
Well, you're right. I mean, typically the startup money is, you know, the friends and family, as our friend Andrew Sherman likes to say, friends, families, and fools.
Right.
You know, for the startup money. And you're right. You know, a lot of people are just holding on to their money, you know, the friends and family, because they don't know what the future holds. Risk and fear still prevail in this marketplace, and they're not. They would love to lend it to the family members, but they don't know what their own future holds, so they're going to hold on to it. And the businesses that typically get started are done so for one of two reasons. You're either starting it to follow a passion that you have, or you're starting it out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
The passion end of it is definitely dried up. You know, people aren't starting businesses today because they're passionate about something and they want to chase a dream. I'd love to create that scenario and say that that's the case. But again, without the dollars to support it, that's not really happening. Necessity is, though, and that's what's scary, is that people have to step off the sidewalk because they're not getting the jobs back in corporate America. They're off unemployment, and they say, I got to start this business. And that's a scary scenario.
Well, I started my consulting business when I got downsized in 89. I started my consulting company 5 minutes later, and I did it out of necessity because I had two teenagers and two mortgages. I needed to go to work, so I started that business. But even though we were getting close to a little teeny tiny recession, unemployment wasn't anywhere close to where it is right now. We weren't having the kind of issues then we would have now, and so I was able to start the business. I'd hate to think I was starting that business today.
Well, and now take a very key segment of our economy too, and that is the 50 plus market. These are the baby boomers, the first of whom turned 65 this year. Okay, so I think that's about 76 million people that are aged 46 or 47 to 65. And for a lot of these people, they lost a significant portion of their retirement income in the Great Recession.
Right.
Now, they're looking at it saying, okay, I lost part of my nest egg, so I don't have the retirement money there, and now I'm not going back into corporate America where I worked for 30, 35 years, and I'm too young to retire. I don't have the money to retire, and now I need to start a business. And I'm smart enough, I have the wherewithal to, I know what I'd like to do, but I don't have the resources to get it done. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. We're going to watch these businesses start and fail, and I think those numbers are going to go up, you know, over the next couple of years when we look back on 2011, 2010, and I think those numbers are going to go up only because we allowed them to fail. We're looking at startup businesses and we're saying that we're not going to give you the resources that you need to survive, which goes back to something that we always talk about in every interview that we have, and that is that if you are starting a business or you're running a small business, there have never been a richer cache of resources for your business at the local
level. In terms
level.
Of support.
I'm talking about support, mm-hmm. the SBA and the Small Business Development Centers, local chambers of commerce,
SCORE, exactly.
peer-to-peer networking groups, mm-hmm. other people who have are doing exactly what you're doing in different industries, and you can learn from their mistakes. You know, as another friend of ours, Norm Brodsky, likes to say, it's a smart man who learns from his own mistakes, but it's a wise man who learns from the mistakes of others.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's what small business owners need to do today. They really need to do their homework.
Startups have always had to bootstrap and
right.
grow organically. It's and they still have to do that, and they still can do that. People are starting businesses all the time right now, folks. We're not saying it's impossible. It's just that you're going to have to be a little more patient. The economy's not as strong, and perhaps the funding may not be as rich, but you can still bootstrap. It just may take a little bit longer. We come back. We're going to talk about a special and exciting program, a competition that Wall Street Journal has that you can be part of. Brian Moran is going to tell us about it right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.